SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Key victories today for Donald Trump winning Missouri's Republican caucuses, and he's captured all 39 delegates that were up for grabs at the Michigan Party Convention. Former president waiting results later of the Idaho caucuses today. Three people have been killed when a Russian drone hit an apartment block in the southern Ukrainian port city of Odessa that earlier today. Across the country, air defenses say they shot down 14 of 17 drones launched against Ukraine.
When President Zelensky sacked General Sirski's predecessor less than a month ago, he stressed the importance of his generals really knowing conditions on the front. General Sirski has been at the Eastern Front to try to stabilize it after the loss of Avdiivka and with Russian forces on the offensive. He said he'd changed those commanders whose actions and commands threatened the lives of their subordinates. But he praised some brigades and promised, after listening to frontline units, to provide reserves, ammunition and expertise to back them up.
BBC correspondent Danny Eberhardt, also at SRNnews.com. European Union looking into Microsoft's partnership with French startup Mistral AI.
It's part of a broader review of the booming generative artificial intelligence sector to see if it raises any competition concerns. The 27-nation bloc's executive commission says it's analyzing the agreement between the two companies announced this past week. Microsoft is teaming up with Mistral with a $16 million investment in the French company, which emerged less than a year ago.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Now, the move could cut the U.S. software giant's reliance on ChatGPT maker OpenAI for supplying the next wave of chatbots. This is SRN News. A lot of America's young men would like to be fathers.
The problem is, not as many of America's young women feel the same way. A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that 57% of young males who do not have children would like to, but only 45% of their female counterparts are also interested in becoming mothers. The survey reveals also that amongst adults between the ages of 18 and 34, just 22% say having kids is extremely or very important to having a fulfilling life. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Donald Trump's bond with America's conservative Christians stronger now than in 2016. Some religious leaders were initially hesitant to get behind the former president, but now they, too, are among his most solid, loyal fan base. Troy Miller, president of the National Religious Broadcaster, says one thing we hear is how he understands people. This is SRN News. Cell phone use in school is a big problem.
Kids are on their phones even when school rules forbid it. Teachers say they see students on Snapchat, listening to music, and even watching Netflix in class. Increasingly, educators are speaking on how to handle it, ban phones during classes. Leaders at the state and federal levels have begun endorsing school cell phone bans and suggesting new ways to curb access to the devices. Pushback has come from some parents who fear being cut off from their kids if there's a school emergency. John Scott reporting.
Oregon poised to step back from the first in the nation drug decriminalization law. A major lawmaker set to the governor Friday would reinstate criminal penalties for possessing small amounts of some drugs. The governor has now indicated she is open to signing that measure, which was approved by the state Senate on Friday. More details at SRNnews.com.